Hard work and dedication is how championship teams are made. Everyone at Signature Bank would like to congratulate all area athletes on a job well done. At Signature Bank, we promote academic achievement and sports excellence. When it comes to banking, we have over 40 years of experience. Supporting your local businesses and communities is our focus. And when you invest with Signature Bank, you invest in your community. The best of luck to all area teams from everyone at Signature Bank.
Signature Bank with offices in Bad Axe, Carroll, Frankenmuth, Harbor Beach, Port Hope, Sandusky, and Sebewaing. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Particular scores 12 straight points to regain the lead 12-8 over Bad Axe as Bad Axe scored first. That drive was set up on an onside kick after USA scored the first time. They had a short field to work with. They covered 48 yards in the last drive, capped off by a 20-yard run from Brandon Harper. His second score of the night, 128 yards thus far on 9 carries. You do the math at home for those keeping score. 5:01 left in the first. Hayden Ewald ready to kick it off. And they're going to somewhat onside kick this, but it goes out of bounds at the 25-yard line. It's like a teenage kick there. And falls out of bounds. That's a flag, and they will get the ball at the 35.
Yeah, that was the way they kicked it off the first time after they scored, Clark. And it actually kind of sat right there on the sideline. It was a very neat kick and forced them to make a play on it.
So Bannix will be in the ball on the 35-yard line on the left hash, working right to left across your radio. 5:01 left in the first quarter. Bannix trails USA 12-8. We've played 6 minutes and 59 seconds thus far on the night, and we have 20 points on the board. First and 10, two wide each way. Morneau with one man behind him. A little bit of a high snap. He has to jump on it. He recovers well. Now he's going to scramble past the line of scrimmage. Breaks free of a tackle, gets down to about the 39-yard line inside the 40 for a 4-yard gain, brings up 2nd and 6.
Number 88, Hayden Ewald, making the tackle.
Nose of the football, touches the 40-yard line of Bad Axe territory. 60 yards stand between them and a touchdown with 4.5 in the first. Same formation, two wide each way, slot receivers. Now man in motion, Tyler Labor. Handoff right at the middle. Has some room to run. Number 24, Matt McVeigh, it appears to be the ball carrier. Gets out to the 46-yard line. Move the chains. 1st and 10 for Bad Axe.
Number 22, Nathan Milkey with the tackle.
1st and 10 from the 46-yard line. A 7-yard gain on that last play. Same formation, right between the hash marks at the 46 of Bad Axe. And Morneau's going to keep this one for himself. Cross midfield, has the first down to the 40-yard line. That kid is an athlete. The sophomore quarterback gets all the way down to the USA 40-yard line. It's a 14-yard gain. Move the chains, Bad Axe, into USA territory.
Credit Brandon Harper with his first tackle, on the night. He's been doing all the carrying so far for USA.
So Bad Axe moving the ball as well. They scored first in this game, mostly in part to an 82-yard run from the quarterback keeper of Morneau. Labor in motion, and it's actually fumbled. Morneau has to pick it back up, scrambles, gets across the 40-yard line to the 41, maybe the 42 according to the spot, and nothing more. 2-yard gain, 2nd and 8 with 3:35 left in the first.
Seth Gangler makes the tackle. Getting a little bit sloppy here for Bad Axe. That's 2 fumbles on the last 3 plays. Miscommunication between the quarterback, the young quarterback, and young running back. But so far, Morneau has been able to scrounge up the ball and turn those plays into gains, positive gains.
Tyler Labor in motion, and he gets the handoff, and he's caught in the backfield way back at the 41-yard line. It'll be a loss of 3, but then we have a late flag that flies into the air. Some sort of personal foul against one of the teams. Here's the call, personal foul against Bad Axe. So this will push the 3rd down situation even further. instead of a 3rd and 11. Could be much worse across midfield, back into Bad X territory. Back at the own, at their own 44-yard line.
Sounds like, to be more specific on that personal foul, excessive blocking is going to be what exactly that personal foul was all about. And that was on 68, Nick Crotchin.
We'll take it. 3:03 left in the first quarter. Bad Axe facing a 3rd and a country mile. Line of scrimmage is in Unionville. First down is in Seabrook. There's the snap. Morneau looking to pass. Stays in the pocket. Throws down midfield. Beautiful overthrown. Throw. Overthrowing. The receiver tripped up at the 30-yard line. They wanted a flag. None called. Good coverage by Hayden Ewald, who was looking back at the pass. Falls incomplete. Intended receiver was number 7, Bailey Hines. Excuse me.
Number 3, Jared Brown.
I'm having trouble reading these. I ordered my glasses earlier this week. They'll be next week.
With
here.
The field lights and those bright yellow numbers, it is tough to
I
see.
I told you I don't like maize and blue.
Nah, then that's true. Maybe that's something in your contacts. I don't know.
It could be something. Fourth down now. Bad Axe brings out the punt team. And just in case you're curious, Tommy Morneau also punts. A line drive punt, but takes a big bounce all the way down to the USA 24-yard line. And the USA will get the ball with 75 yards between them and the score with 2:42 left in the first quarter. USA leading 12-8.
Yeah, and actually an ugly looking punt that turned into a pretty decent punt as it had a lot of topspin on it.
You hit that with a 9-iron too, Dave?
Hopefully that much stops, but it was a driver.
Looked like a 5 foot more than anything. 2:42 left in the first quarter. USA leads by 4, 12-8. T formation. Carter Lindbergh back to pass. Passing to his right, has a receiver wide open.
Oh,
Ewald
is
caught at the midfield. He's at the 30 to the 20-yard line, and he is in. Touchdown, USA. Hayden Ewald connects from the pass from Carter Lindenberg from the 25-yard line for a 75-yard reception and score. The score now is USA 18, Bad Axe 8.
And just like that, as we were talking, when the running gets going good, when the play action becomes even better, and a great throw and catch from Lindenberg to Ewald, as he was a perfect over-the-shoulder catch. Ewald had a step and a half over the defender, Heinz, who got burnt on the play.
Now going for two, trying to make it 20-8 here, if the two-point conversion is good. And it's a handoff to number 27, Seth Gangler. He's in, standing up. So now, USA scores 20 in a row. It's USA 20, Bad Axe 8, with 2:29 left in the first quarter.
Hi, Scott Provost here with the Moore Auto Group. More Motor Sales in Carroll, and more Shoreline and Seawing. I'm proud to be a member of the Thumbs winning auto sales team, where I can put more than 20 years of experience to work getting you the best deal on the Thumb. See me at More Motor Sales in Carroll for Ford, Lincoln, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram, or at More Shoreline and Seawing for your Chevrolet and Buick needs. I'll meet you at either location. Come see me, Scott Provost, and let's make a deal.
It's hard to believe it's still the first quarter, but we still have 2.5 to play in the first session. USA leads 20-8. Bad Axe came on the board first, 8-0. Then USA responded with 3 touchdowns themselves. In other area scores, in the second quarter, 7:54 left in Ubley. Harbor Reach and Brown City are knotted up at 7 apiece. This game ahead of us, USA 20, Bad Axe 8. Turning out to be a beautiful fall evening. A little bit of a strong east-northeast wind at about 15 miles per hour. Nothing these fan bases can't handle, though. As Hayden Ewald ready to kick it off.
You think he's caught his breath yet or no?
I'm not quite sure. And this one's another 3-wood kickoff here down to the 24-yard line. Picked up by Bad Axe's number 3,